Good thing we don't have video. It might look like we're making out.
Well, at least we're not looking like we're sucking a big
cock. No. No, three of us are sucking the same cock.
No, speak for yourself and Madden. What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating is zero. Sorry, folks, you're going to have to indulge me. I am on a no-alcohol kick for at least 3 days. Man, it feels like it's been long since our last show, but we're still on our standard two-week off-season schedule. Speaking of schedules, the NFL schedule came out today, so you can definitely expect to hear us talk about that later in the show. But first, let's cover some older news and welcome our donkeys to the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'm here. Good to be here. The show in my own house. All three of us on the same mic. The only one with a number tonight. I'll go ahead and make that schedule prediction for you. Fucking assholes. 3.2.
What'd you do?
I had a couple glasses of wine while I was preparing dinner, and then...
I didn't even notice.
Then I did my
sneaky,
job.
Sneaky.
Yeah, right. Actually, I had 2 glasses of wine before I even got here.
There you go.
So.
All right, and Damon, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Thank you. Zero.
As is, of course, the tradition.
That's right.
All right, so let's get right into it. We're going to see what we cover this week. Our first topic, let's go all the way back to when Cam Jordan's option got picked up.
Which wasn't that long ago. That's actually probably some of the most recent news of the old news.
I thought that felt new.
Yeah, right. You got to go backwards to go forwards, but then to go backwards
actually,
again?
Yeah, let's go back to Meacham. Well, that's
no?
No, the news. Yeah, it's going in order.
But nothing
yeah.
really
happened. I don't know, right. Just
nothing like, really happened last week.
No.
Right.
No, they picked up Cam Jordan.
No surprises there. Yeah. True to form.
They picked up his option, which is $6.9 million for next year. Very smart. A defensive end on the higher end, you know, I think the average, you know, like for a franchise tag is $9 million. So, good deal. Smart move.
Isn't he ranked among, like, the top 5 defensive ends in the league?
Well, at least last year he was.
Yeah.
It's a right. definite bargain. It's the new CBA that they did that allows you, if the player performs well, you get him, you can exercise that fifth option, and you get him at a good rate. Now, they could work out a long-term deal before this hits. It'll depend on what the salary cap looks like next year. You know, that's what Mickey does.
Well, let me ask you this, and I'm not sure about it. Does that mean that, so you can't franchise him next year, or can you still franchise?
Not yet. You don't have to.
Well, you don't
like,
have to.
You pick up the option. So, like, it basically means he's got a contract next year. Right. He's not a free agent. It's 6. Whatever million, but he
right.
would be a free agent
okay.
after that.
Okay.
It's basically, it would turn from a 4-year deal
okay.
to a 5-year deal.
I'm sorry. I used the wrong term. Not franchise. But is he a restricted? Is he still a restricted free agent in 2 years?
I don't think so. I think he would be an unrestricted free agent. But we could franchise tag him if we wanted.
So we have him locked in
through 2015. Right.
So we don't have to worry about him until 2016.
Correct.
Offseason.
Unless we decide to get something done with him sooner.
Right. Okay, that makes sense.
So we locked up him, but then you got Ingram. Same situation. If we'd have. We pick up his option, then it's $5 million in 2015, and there's no chance.
No way that's going to happen. His number would be $5.2 million. If you look at it, who's Curtis Johnson? Not Curtis Johnson.
Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson.
Just signed a deal.
Right, you signed a deal. And I think it's $9 million over 2 years, which, you know, that's only 4.5 average. And some of that's even bonuses and incentives and stuff like that. So no chance – in hell that Mark Ingram gets picked up. And God bless him. I mean, that doesn't mean the Saints don't want him.
I don't think we're worried.
You know, but it's just $5 million for a running back nowadays. That's extreme. Well,
Toby Gerhart got, like, he's the highest paid running back this year, I believe, this offseason. He got more money than Chris Johnson.
No, you can find running backs at a good price.
Right, they're dominant. Right.
There's no reason we're going to commit $5 million to him.
No.
No, I mean, look, if
Toby
he goes...
Toby Gerhart is making more than Chris Johnson.
Well, then that's whoever signed him made a bad, poor decision, obviously.
Yeah, because I don't even know who he is.
But
Minnesota.
It's because he's white.
Oh, very bad. Very bad move.
But, yeah, so there's no way Ingram gets it, so we'll play him out this year. And look, if he has a fantastic season, he'll be an unrestricted free agent. Let's see what the market will bear because, I mean, this year, the running back market, there was nothing. I mean, it's, running back's not a position that teams are going to pay for. So
because they're looking to air it out.
Well, plus, too, there's no way we're going to commit $5 million to Ingram. And we don't even know if – I mean, what if Kerry Robinson becomes the guy?
Do you think Sean Payton and the Saints' offense kind of – created or contributed to the creation of the devaluation of running backs in the league? Because before that, I mean, running backs were very high ticketed items and they'd get hurt too real quickly. And Sean Payton comes in with a running back by committee, wins the Super Bowl with that.
Well, no, I mean, he didn't invent running back by
committee. No, I know that. That's why I said or contributed to.
Well, just like half the other teams. I mean, a bunch of teams are doing
Peyton,
that.
I mean, you know, before that it was Peyton Manning, the Colts, and
but they had
Bill
one
Belichick.
Back. They had Joe Adai.
Right, and
he wasn't
Emmitt Smith.
Special.
I mean,
right.
You know.
Look, there were plenty of teams that did
right. The Patriots did it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's the era that we live in now.
And the nature of the position. I mean, the running backs only last till 30, and it's been proven. You can find running backs anywhere, mm-hmm. and you can plug them in, and it's not. I mean, unless you get a special back like a Peterson or like somebody like that, then it might be worth it. But it takes somebody really special.
Ask Minnesota if it's worth it right now.
No, and look, not for the foreseeable future are you going to go. You know what we saw growing up, the 25 to 30 touches a game back.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the era we live in. But, you know, it will come back because the NFL is, you know, it's a cyclical.
Yeah.
And what will happen, defense is kind of like, you know, will get smaller and faster to follow the wide receivers and the tight ends that are going out. And so then all of a sudden there will be a smart team who's going to have this bruiser back who can run through all those. They're winning the Super Bowl and it's a copycat league. And everybody, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, that's how the NFL
well, you
goes.
Said in an earlier episode at the end of last season that, I mean, if you look at that's how you beat Seattle, is with a running game.
Right.
Because they're built to stop the pass. And Arizona,
right.
who can't pass the ball for shit,
right.
but they ran the ball and they beat them.
Definitely. Right. So.
So the Saints have reinvested in, well, I wouldn't say the reinvested, but in fact they cut Sproles. But the Saints have verbally said that they're making a commitment to running the ball better.
Have they really?
Sean Payton said that every year since he's been here, and I haven't seen it happen. But in 2011 and 2009, we were a sixth, you know, best running team.
We were a top 10 running team.
Right. So
if you want to win a championship,
you got to be able to run.
Exactly. So, look, I'm excited about running backs. And I'm excited about Mark Ingram. Just not at $5.2 million.
Right,
I mean,
well,
you know, I like Ingram. I think he'll be on the team in 2015. Just not for $5.2 million.
Well, which will lead us into our Twitter question of the week, which came from Be More Hudak. He did ask, what can Mark Ingram do besides make the transition to wide receiver to earn $5 million, $5.2 million?
Have a naked picture of Tom Benson and Rita LeBlanc.
Together?
That would be $10 million.
Yeah.
$10 million to get them together.
That's disgusting. I'm sorry I gave y'all that image.
But look, it's the only way. I mean, they have until May. It's the only way.
That's the only way. You ain't going to agree with me. Yep, that's it. That's it. I see no other way.
It's the only way. Think about it, because you've only got just a little over a week to make that happen. So you got to think quick.
Right.
You got to think quick. Because they either make the decision or they don't. And then his rookie deal is a 4-year deal, and that's it. But if he were to rush for 1,500 yards next year, and then maybe he could command that from somebody else, whether it's us or not.
On the free agent market.
Right, exactly.
You have an idiot team like the Raiders. You know, you always have. It only takes one idiot to, you know.
Yeah. Right.
But as far as him and the New Orleans Saints giving him $5.2 million, It will never happen. There is nothing he can do. He could run for 2,200 yards, and they're still not going to. They would look at it as a 1 year.
Well, they would maybe franchise or. If he ran for 20, if he ran for like, if he ran, well, okay, not 2,200. Let's say he ran for like 1,700 yards.
I was going to say, give him a realistic.
I mean, you might. I mean, I don't know.
Like a Deuce McAllister in 2001.
Right, like one of those monster seasons.
Well, you know, but that, again, I don't know how this works, and that's a good question. So we don't pick up the option. Do we have the option of franchising him?
We probably do.
Okay. And I guess a franchise.
Well, I don't. At a running back, I don't know. Right. It might not be that bad now because how many running backs are making top money
right,
at this point?
$10 million. Right. Right. Not many. So I don't know. It's. I'm not sure about this new rule.
So if he were to do something like that, then he may fetch that kind of, you know, that kind of money next year. But I mean, not if they're planning to split the time. You still got Pierre. You got Kyrie.
Right.
More than likely, he's not going to reach those totals anyway.
No.
And don't forget Cadet.
I'm not forgetting him. I'm just not thinking about him right now.
Well, that's, isn't that forgetting?
No, because I remembered him.
All right. They'd be talking about re-signing Meacham. That happened. 1 year.
Yeah, just
extension.
League minimum.
Look, love him. He's a fan favorite. He's not the player that he once was or that maybe...
Or that even we drafted.
Or even that we thought he ever was. But, you know, what I've been reading, good downfield blocker, good team guy. I know Drew likes him. He'll be good for 2 or 3 touchdowns in the year and some couple of good catches. So I like to move.
Wasn't Meacham the one we drafted with a busted knee?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was hurt at the time, but he didn't play his entire rookie season.
Right, okay. Neither did Joe Morton. I mean, not Joe Morton. Well, Nick Toon. That didn't work out too well.
Not yet.
But Meacham did. Meacham had a good 09.
Meacham had a nice run with us. You know, he was important. He had some big plays. The Redskins game.
Right.
You know, big play.
But I guess that's the thing. We like Meacham because of that. And he had a few good catches that year, and he went to San Diego, didn't do anything. This year, I didn't see him do a whole lot.
He had a couple of decent plays.
But you're not paying him like Megatron either.
You're right. You're right.
Trust me, there's a lot of people on this team who are getting paid a lot more doing less than Meacham.
And it helps to have a guy who knows the offense.
That doesn't sound good.
Now, stand back for your own safety.
And you have a guy that knows the offense, so for league minimum.
It's a body, too, and there's no guarantee that he even makes the team. Mm-hmm. If somebody beats him out in camp, hey, they may go with somebody else.
That's true. They might just be having him on right now.
But it's good. What's good, you get a guy in, and if he makes it, he makes it. If he doesn't, there's no huge investment in him, so it's a no-brainer move. Yeah. Kind of like bringing Morgan back, too. You bring him back for cheap.
Let everybody try out.
Right, exactly. You know, and that's what the Saints have shown, that they don't care where you come from. Just get into camp, and whoever outperforms, you're going to make the team.
Yeah.
So... more competition is good. I mean, I don't think this changes how they're going to...
And if they draft a receiver, so you'll have... for a receiver job. You'll have Meacham, Colston, Stills, Toon,
Morgan,
that's 5.
Your boy Andy Tanner.
Andy Tanner?
He'll be around. Yeah. He'll be in camp.
He's always around.
Well, he's got to be in camp. That's his thing.
That's his thing.
But this isn't going to change the way they're still going to.
And then a rookie.
They're still going to draft a guy, I believe, in the first couple
of
rounds.
Right. So that's 7 guys. Probably five make the team.
Competing for 5 roster spots. Yeah. Depending on who
Andy
your kick returner
Tanner's
is.
Going to miss it again. I wouldn't be surprised if Nick Toon doesn't make it.
At this point, he's got to prove himself.
Yeah. Feels bad because.
We all liked him.
He's got a good name.
Right. Nick.
Nickelodeon. All right, let's shift focus to the offensive line now. So I wanted you guys to talk about Terron Armstead and what you think, how good you think he'll be. And then also the whole Lelito Burrito.
That's your boy.
Taking over Brian De La Puente. Apparently, Sean Payton really likes the Latin influence on the center. Central America is the center of the O-line.
Do we know that Lelito is Hispanic?
It sounds it. He doesn't look it, but it sounds it.
It's only because Jeff said Lelito Burrito. That's it.
because it rhymes with burrito.
He's probably, actually Polish.
He's like a he's a Midwestern guy. He's right. From Iowa. Yeah, yeah.
He looks okay, like just right. Regular. About that. Right. Where did he play college?
I have no idea. Look it up.
You have a computer? I had a computer.
Right.
Nicaragua State.
And where is that? In Puerto Rico.
Not Canada.
Hey, fuck Canada. No, wait. What? Fuck Puerto Rico.
But, I've not forgotten the question.
Fuck you, senor.
No. But there's... For right now, Lolito's the only guy in there. They have not signed Goodwin yet, but all the speculation and hubbub is that they will bring him in.
He played for Grand Valley State.
Which is where?
I'm going to say South Texas.
Is that where Jerry Rice played? Or no, Mississippi Valley.
Yeah.
Grand Valley State.
I'm going to say that is it in the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas?
It's in Missouri.
Not even close.
Or Michigan.
Not even close. Okay, I don't know. Midwest. Anyway, I don't care.
Exactly. He was a Midwestern guy. Right. He's not Mexican, Jeff. Sorry.
Anyway, I mean...
I'm going to Google, is Tim Lelito Spanish?
Look, I mean, nothing's changed since what we've said last year is he's still a young guy. We were hoping to give him a year of learning under his belt before we had to throw him into the fire. Another year, at least.
And Armstead coming in. Look, like we've said before, the sky's the limit with him.
Yeah, he definitely looked good in those last three games. Helped the running game out. I'm excited about Armstead.
I'm excited to see the improvement from year one to year two, because right. Normally that's big. And it helped that he got those couple of games in at the end of last season.
Definitely.
In pressure situations.
Right. Anything was better than Charles Brown.
He's not on the team anymore, right?
No.
We talked about this. He signed with Chicago. Some other unfortunate team.
Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't wait to play Chicago.
Ugh.
Oh, he's not even starting, remember?
No, you're thinking of De La Puente.
De La Puente.
He signed as a backup.
Right. He signed as a backup with
Chicago.
He's
in Chicago.
Right. But Charles Brown signed with
something. Oh, yeah, he signed with the New York Giants. Because I remember feeling bad for Eli.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, the O-line.
At least you didn't lose. I mean, you bring in technically from the end of last season, you're bringing four guys back since Armstead started those games at the end of the season. So you're only going to replace one guy.
Lolito played a few games last
year. He did. He played a couple games. And we'll see if they decide to bring in Goodwin, when it'll be. Do they wait and look at Lolito and mini camps and then make their decision? You know, see what they think of him at that point. I don't know. But as of now, he's the only guy on the roster he's number one in the depth chart at this point.
No, I mean, I'm excited about the O-line. I think that has gotten answered. And again, I would like to see old Goody come back.
And look, who knows? They could draft a center. Who knows? If the guys, you know, if the highest guy on their list is there, I mean, that's what they're going to do. So,
all right. We good on that?
Yep. We shall see.
All right, let's move forward to our next topic, which is the 2015 schedule.
Wait, what did you say?
2014 schedule.
Oh my God.
Yes, the ...2014 schedule came out today, and the Saints are going to... How do you want me to do that? You want me to read through, like, just four games?
Well, we'll just go through them. I'm not going to predict any wins or losses.
No.
Sorry, be more who that. We're not predicting.
No, I mean, again, if we maybe predict a overall win-loss, you know, 10-6, 11-5.
Yeah, we're not doing game by game.
Right, but not going to game by game.
But let's just look...
I mean, I didn't even... 16-0, that's my prediction.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Let's go first 5 weeks, because that'll take us to the bye. All right? You got at Atlanta, at Cleveland. So two away games right off the bat.
I love the fact that we get Falcons hate week for the whole offseason, just like last year. It's awesome.
Yep.
And it'll be so...
Hey, NFL, you fucking unoriginal bastards.
And it'll be... And think about it. Go into Atlanta, beat them week one. Their season is ruined after that.
Just like last year when we stomped them and, you know, fuck Atlanta.
Yeah.
This is officially fuck Atlanta has started for the...
Right, think about
fuck the Falcons.
Fuck the Falcons.
Get the segment right.
Fuck Atlanta, too.
Fuck you, Atlanta.
Right. I mean, we've got about 4.5 months of fuck the Falcons week.
Wow. Wonderful.
It's awesome, isn't it? It's glorious.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about Fuck the Falcons now in the middle of the schedule? Or you want to wait and do a Fuck the Falcons segment after?
We can do it after. Okay. Let's do the schedule.
At Atlanta, and I think, like you said, once we beat Atlanta, they go into this tailspin.
Right.
Where they lose five or six games.
And they're just weak. They have Mike Smith as their coach.
So love that. Give him another extension.
Yeah, please. Thanks, Arthur Blank.
All right, so then we're at Cleveland.
Which is an important game for us.
Which is where we're planning to go.
Right.
Oh, wow, that's right. September 14th.
Right, it's nice. It's week two.
Week two.
It's September.
Early fall.
Right, weather will be nice.
No weather. Season still. Well,
that worked out, didn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Couldn't have been a better position in the
season. Yeah, I'm excited.
That's good.
I'm excited.
Then we come home for our home opener against the Vikings.
In week three, yeah, okay. Still haven't seen
so far, I'm not intimidated.
No.
And then we have our first primetime game of five, I believe.
Yeah, that five. Max you can have is five.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll probably be flexed up.
Yeah, because they said this year the flex scheduling, instead of starting week 11, starts in week five.
Right.
Or after week five.
Damn.
Yeah.
So they're... NFL's not messing around. They don't want any of these duds on Sunday night.
No, thank goodness.
Yeah, so there's a good chance we could be flexed.
Looking at possible flexes later in the season, though, because, we have so many that we're not going to need to be flexed. We're going to already be,
We'll get to it.
Okay, getting ahead of myself.
Right. Come on. Quit getting sucked into the schedule and hype, damn it. Right.
The hype train.
Fuck the NFL for ugh.
Okay. At... Dallas is our first primetime game.
Sunday night?
7:30, yeah.
You know, I remember the last Sunday night game we had at Dallas. I believe I was there.
Oh, wait, this isn't Wayne's World.
Be a lot cooler if it was.
There you go. Then we come back home for Tampa Bay. So we have two out of five games at home to start the season. And then we are a bye week. Then after the bye, we go to Detroit.
Tough team, God knows,
That's me. That'd be a fun game. And look, they're basic.
They can beat them.
They play indoors. They play indoors. Right. I mean, look, Jim Caldwell is their coach.
Oh, I forgot that. Never mind.
Jim Caldwell is their coach now. That's kind of all you need to know about it. You remember, we beat him in the Super Bowl.
All right, then we are home prime time against Green Bay. So our first primetime... our first home primetime game. So we have now one away and one home, right?
That's going to be a fun day. Tailgating that Sunday. Yeah. That's a big game.
Green Bay coming into the dome. That's going to be an important game, too. It's going to probably have seeding.
Could have, right. Yeah, definitely. Could have, right.
Then you got at Carolina.
The short week.
Yes, it's a short week. I'm glad.
No, you know what? Fuck around. Think about it. Not only do we have a game on Sunday and then a short week against a big division rival, we have a Sunday night game before that.
We have a Sunday night.
A Sunday night and then
the
a Thursday game. Right.
That you
other than playing on Monday and they don't do that.
Right,
so instead
right.
of giving us a noon game where we get a couple extra hours of rest, no.
Not that, I don't know.
You know, it does matter. I mean, the Thursday night game, it's going to be a shitty game.
They could go to sleep earlier.
That's going to be a shitty game.
We might have to watch that Carolina game.
I mean, if anybody gets nicked or injured in the Green Bay game, there's no chance they're playing.
Well, now hold on now. Carolina's not going to be as good.
I don't think so, but it's still their defense is going to be – their offense is shit.
It's still crappy to put us against
a division
rival. That's 3 years in a row they've done it. Twice it was Atlanta.
After San Francisco.
Right. I got a tough
game. And now
you got
them after Green Bay.
Green Bay isn't as physical and
that's
as
fine.
Tough.
That's fine. We're going to get battle tested.
You know. Well, we said that last year, and it was after all the battle testing that actually the wheels fell off for some reason.
Because we got battle beaten.
Right. Well, and speaking of San Francisco.
Then we are home. That's... regular game.
Sunday, which actually kind of works out because it gives us, if you think about it that way, it gives us 10 days to prepare for San Francisco.
Right.
So I do kind of like that.
Which is also going to have seeding implications.
No.
Then we are home again against Cincinnati. Then we're home again for a prime time against Baltimore.
Monday night. We got our AFC North stretch right there. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a fun game, Baltimore.
Well,
Monday night.
Baltimore and a big game. The only team that Sean Payton and Drew Brees
haven't beaten.
That's right.
So big game
in prime time.
Prime time in the dome. Love it. You know what happens? You know with Sean Payton and the Saints in prime time, they show up.
Yes.
So that's going to
look
five.
Although you know what, I believe I believe the Ravens beat us at home on a Monday night in 2007. I think that was one of our losses at home in 2007. I know we lost to Baltimore at home. Yeah, I think it might have been a night game.
I don't know.
But good, sweet revenge.
That's right.
Okay, so we have two away and two home for primetime games. Then, all right, to finish out the...
At Pittsburgh.
AFC North is at Pittsburgh. Well, not, yeah. And then home against Carolina.
Nice.
And then primetime at Chicago.
Monday night.
In December.
On a night.
That one pisses me off.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know what?
Look,
though?
Look. Last year we went to Philly and won. You know, I'm in the cold. Yeah, in the cold.
We should be a better team than Chicago.
Right.
We should be a better team than them.
But then now the next game I really like
is home.
It's home against Atlanta. But over the last couple of years, we've been playing the early game in the dome, and then the late game in Atlanta, kind of giving them a little, you know, a tad bit an advantage. You know, going in late. So I like that. If that game's important, if it means nothing, something, which I really don't think it will. I mean, Atlanta will be 2-3, you know, 2-12 or whatever they're going to be. But if, God forbid, they happen, you know, to luck out like they did a couple of years ago and win every freaking close game, I like it being in the Superdome.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Late.
And then we are finished the season at Tampa Bay. It seems like we always finish against Tampa Bay.
It's been them and Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They do like to put your division
finales
at the end because you're fighting for the division.
Right, it's the rule now.
Hey, I'm glad it's Tampa because...
Right, and hopefully that game won't mean anything.
We'll rest everybody.
We'll already wrap up home field advantage.
You know, it's still just Tampa.
We need the number one seed because Seattle's got to come to the dome.
Right.
I mean, there's no...
There's no guarantee Seattle's going to be Seattle of last year. No,
I know, but...
You know?
The best way to get to the Super Bowl...
Oh, no, look, the only time we've won the Super Bowl is when we had the home field advantage, and I'll take it.
Seattle.
Good point.
Same thing, Seattle this last year.
Right. No, that's important.
Baltimore
no doubt.
The year before?
Yeah.
They were road dogs.
It's not everybody, but it's for this team, it is very important. Believe me, I'd rather play in the fucking dome than anywhere else.
No doubt. Amen.
Right.
Love being there for the NFC Championship.
Way ahead of ourselves. We still got 4.5 months until football.
Super Bowl.
Now we get 2 more months of mock drafts.
Oh my goodness! Don't even
mock draft. There were probably like 5 mock drafts while we just recorded the schedule segment.
I am so sick and tired of mock drafts.
They're all wrong.
Which is why we're not doing a prediction about whatnot with the records and whatnot.
Right. You know, look, you look at it. Maybe give us a couple of weeks to digest that and a couple of weeks if we want to talk, you know, early season.
It's hard to predict because you don't know which teams are going up, which teams are coming down.
I mean, you would realistically...
Based it off of last year, this is a tough schedule.
If you're going to predict a season schedule... Like, legitimately, and not have it just be some hacky bit, like, oh, yeah, let's just talk about it. You have to do it basically before week one of the whole season, when training camp has happened, injuries have happened, draft has happened, all the last-minute signings, everything. That's the only way to even come close to making a somewhat educated guess. That's it.
Yeah. I will say one thing. I accidentally listened to WWL Radio on the way here. And Bobby and Deke, I got to say, I mean, there's... My God. Deke and Bobby are like, oh, you know, the toughest stretch of our schedule. Now, how many games would you consider a stretch?
Oh, 4, 5, 6. That's a stretch.
Four is a stretch. A quarter of the season is a stretch.
Okay, 4, 5.
At a minimum.
They're like, the toughest stretch of the season is going to be from week 7 to week 16. It's like, that's like...
What? That's half the season.
That's more than half the season. That's not a stretch. It's going to be a tough season, is what you're saying.
Right.
Fucking idiots.
I saw him at a Pelicans game, and it looked like he just walks around like this air of attitude. Like, he's too cool for school.
Bobby or Deke?
No, Deke. Like, Deke walked it. He
walked it.
Right. He walked it. Dirt.
That's how he talks.
Dirt. Yeah. So he walks in. He sits... On the seat, on courtside seats, in between the opponent's team's bench and the scoring table, sits there for like maybe 6 minutes in the second quarter, then just leaves. But he gets up and just walks and just like nonchalantly strolling, like
he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Well, I guarantee you, it's all in his head. He thinks he's some hot shit celebrity.
He's a fucking idiot.
I can't stand him. He's ignorant. He doesn't know anything about sports. I think he knows high school fucking football. What the fuck? Who? He knows nothing about the NFL professionals.
No.
Do I know high school football? Do I know college football? Or what about the pros? I hang out with the Cajun Cannon all day. Is that my expertise? Call me. Tell me. I don't know.
Is Deke the one who supposedly replaced Buddy?
Yeah.
Bobby. Well,
No.
Bobby's no. color.
No. Deke replaced. Like,
Bobby's white.
When Buddy died.
You gotta cut that out.
They brought in a couple of replacements. Like, they had Vince Marinello in for a while. But that was before he killed his wife.
Right. Then Vince.
But then also.
That was before Sharper raped 13.
Then they probably had Kenny Wilkerson. And then Kenny left, and then all of a sudden, this guy Deke showed up from out of. I'd never heard of Deke, and all of a sudden, he just showed up, and there he was.
I think he was walking outside picking up cans. and they, Kenny Wilkerson had to leave. This guy is.
And he's been there ever since.
WWL should fire him.
He's worse than Madden. Like, you know the joke on Madden is, like, Madden just, like, states the obvious. Like,
right.
The team that scores the most points is going to usually win the game. And,
right.
Like, Deke is worse than that. And I don't have a specific example. I mean, something like he's, like, talking about the schedule today. And he's sitting there. I wish I remembered exactly what he was saying. But he was like, you know, he was trying to explain how they do flexes. He was like, you see, what they do is they flex a game. And he's trying to describe the flex process. Mm-hmm. Like, these are sports fans who understand the flex process. And he's explaining it to them like they're third graders or kindergartners. Right. And he's like, so what the NFL likes to do is they like to wait and then make a decision on the days to make sure that the better game is good. Because, you know, you can see a Saints game against Atlanta might be a better game than what. I'm like, they're filling airtime.
Right.
Because they have nothing else to talk about.
Come on now, Jeff. You know they got to get the time in before they get them commercials. Come on, man.
But you don't
He's got to pimp his products.
You don't even have to talk that long, Deke, because you got 80 minutes of commercials for every 60 minutes of airtime.
Well,
see what I did there?
Believe me.
no doubt. But and that's the problem. Is it him? Is it WWL? I don't know. Call me. Tell me. But right, he speaks to the lowest common denominator.
He does,
like you said, like everybody's a fucking idiot, and then he gets so much information wrong, and he's rude to callers, and
he is rude to callers.
He is rude. Yet fuck him, fuck.
Hey, fuck you, Deke. I hope he doesn't listen.
I hope he does listen. I hope his wife and his kids listen. Fuck him.
I hope the producers of WWE.
Hey, fuck you, buddy.
I don't know. Maybe you fuck me. Maybe you don't.
Maybe my buddy should fuck me. Maybe I should fuck my guy. Or maybe my friend should fuck my buddy. I don't know.
Call me. Fuck me. The show has devolved. Okay, now let's move on to another segment. That was an unexpected rant on WWE. It's always nice to rant on WWL.
Yeah, well, especially Dick. He's a piece of shit.
I tell you what, if Gunn was on the show, he'd be all over Bobby. Remember, Gunn wanted to challenge Bobby to a round of fisticuffs?
Yeah. Gunn would get his ass kicked.
Okay. Yeah, Bobby's still big.
Yeah, man. Bobby's a big boy. I don't know,
Bobby, we got no beef with you.
No.
We like you, Bobby.
All right, Bobby's a big boy. He was a professional athlete, and he's...
he stayed in shape.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, let's move on to our next segment, one of our all-time favorites. But before we do, it's time for a rum chata checkpoint.
No, you fucked that up.
Now, before we do, it's time for a rum chata pause point. This is the time of the show, everyone, where we pour a shot of rum chata. If you haven't tried rum chata, you should try it. It's made by Bacardi, and it tastes like Christmas.
I don't know that it's made by Bacardi, but it does taste like Christmas.
Who makes it?
I don't know.
They're not a sponsor.
Who makes rum chata?
Did you just spill rum chata on the microphone?
Yes.
No.
So everyone,
no.
Everyone, lick your earbuds. You'll get a taste. From our microphone to your earbuds.
The microphone has thanked me.
I'm looking forward to this.
This is a rum chata. These are big shots.
All right,
too.
Rum chata pause point.
Mr. Big Shot. You should play that song right there. Wait, do you want to do a clink again? I'm savoring mine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. You know what? Then I'll pour another one so I can save it.
Oh, I want to do that.
Learn it.
Oh, it's like eggnog.
No, it kicks the shit out of eggnog.
It does.
Yeah. This is the perfect drink.
If I were rum chata and you were eggnog, I'd be like, hey, fuck you, buddy.
Yeah, rum shot is really the perfect liquor. This is wonderful. Mm. I wonder what it would. You'd probably feel
who makes it.
You'd probably feel terrible getting drunk off of it.
You know,
It's
a Caribbean rum
produced and bottled by Agave Loco Brands.
Based
out of Pewaukee, Wisconsin.
Wait.
What the hell?
Is that owned by Tim Lelito?
He butt-nooked you. He didn't know he was going to butt-nook you. Yeah.
Agave Loco Brands.
Agave Loco Brands.
Pewaukee, Wisconsin.
Agave Loco, owned by Tim Lelito.
From Milwaukee.
Cannot say enough good things about rum chata.
From our cocina to yours.
From my burrito to yours.
That sounds disgusting.
It does sound
somewhat sexual.
If Mark Ingram would buy Tom Benson a case of rum chata, maybe then he'll get the $5.2 million.
That's true. If Deke bought us a case of rum chata, we might go easy on him.
No.
I don't know.
Nope.
Thank you.
No comment there. I'm not sure. Oh, I think we might be going for two shots.
Well, Jason,
I already had two. I'll let y'all take y'all second. Y'all need to catch up.
Well,
I'll be the only one with a number.
I thought in the.
Yep. Is that a
I thought in the introduction, Jeff wasn't going to drink for 2 or 3 days.
I did.
That lasted about 30 minutes.
And not only does he drink, he drinks a sugar-filled rum liqueur.
Oh, you know, it's delicious. You cannot.
Come on, you're not going to join it, Jason? It is your bottle in your house. I mean, you can have a third one.
We're going to do another rum chata pause point, folks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sip on that for the rest of the show.
That is delicious.
All right, so this is what we're doing now. Finally, this segment. It's called, perhaps you've heard of it, Fuck the Falcons.
Hey, kids, it's time to use the F word.
Fuck! Fuck living, fuck dying, fuck laughing, fuck trying, fuck this song, but mostly fuck you. Fuck love, hate, and friends, fuck following trends, fuck this song, can't wait till it ends. Fuck everything, but fuck you the most. Fuck everyone, but fuck you the most. With a big rusty pole or a splittery post, yeah, fuck you the most, fuck you! Fuck!
One of my favorite segments. Jason is
Golden Grahams.
Are you eating Golden Grahams with a rum chata? He's putting Golden Grahams in the rum chata. Wow. Oh, by the way,
I'm going to shoot this now, though, just because it's all mixed in. But you can do what you want, but that's what I did.
And Jason's wife made us rum chata shatas.
Rum shatas. Didn't really do too much. You couldn't really taste the... But
imagine if you woke up in the morning, had a bowl of Golden Grahams, and instead of milk,
used rum chata.
I bet you'd have a good day.
You know what? I will do that on a Saints game day this year.
Ooh, I like it. We should bring it to Cleveland.
Done.
One show, we all need to get our own bottle of rum chata and kill it during the show.
Yeah. You realize how sick we're going to be the next day?
Well.
It'll have to be a Friday night recording. Okay, back to Fuck the Falcons.
Oh, yeah.
So, how do you want to fuck them today?
Well, there were some clips that came out of Mike Smith. They started their off-season program like we did earlier this week, and he had a press conference, and he had a bunch of comments about realizing that they lost their, they quote-unquote lost their way. He's like, I came in here, I preached... being tough, being physical, and somehow we lost our way. So now they're dedicated. They're dedicated to staying.
Be bigger. You can't make yourself bigger, buddy.
To basically staying in the weight room and getting bigger, faster, stronger.
Like, bigger and faster don't always go together.
Like just about every other NFL team in the league.
Well, it just shows what a fucking idiot he is. And, you know, Atlanta, they have dick envy. You know the guy out there with small dicks? Jeff.
Fuck you, buddy.
They have dick envy. Like, their owner came out a couple weeks ago and, you know, talked about their team need to get tougher when old Kenny Vaccaro laid the smackdown on old noodle arm shit pants. you know.
The horse didn't come out of the barn.
That's right, he was. The toughness crusade, as somebody put it on Twitter.
Right, and you know, that's just, shut the fuck up, you. You know,
that's a coach without a strategy is what
that
is.
Well, that was the owner. But, you know, all they do is think about us over there. All they do is think about us. Trust me, Sean Payton is so far up their ass. I mean, they don't know what's going on. I can remember in 2010, before the season started, Atlanta had, I don't know, some media day or whatever. And even then, old Mike Smith kind of said something about, you know, when he mentioned the schedule and the Saints, you know, made this little face because we had just won the Super Bowl. And look, mm-hmm. Sean Payton has mind-fucked them. What's that?
Yeah, mind-fucked.
Yeah, you know, mind-raped. That's
Darren Sharper.
No.
We Darren Sharpered him.
Right. No. It's from that movie.
Chris Angel mind-fucked?
The movie that parodies him with...
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
And Mind Rape.
Yeah. It's not
The
Ben
Wonderful
Stiller.
Burt Wonderstone
yeah,
or something?
That's it. Anyway, but...
That's a good movie, actually.
The Wonderful Mike Smith.
Yeah. Mike Smith, you were out-coached, out-classed, out-thought, out-everything.
Mike Smith, please don't play Survivor.
And thank you, Falcons, for giving him an extension. Thank you.
Greatest move in Saints history.
Yeah.
I'll drink to that.
And again, you know, when I love the fact that we get to play them in week one.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Just,
all the hype leading up to Atlanta.
We booked in the season, really. Week one and week
16.
16, yeah.
16, yeah.
15th game.
Just crush their dreams.
It is so fun. And their fans. I love to watch their fans. You know, their fans right now all talking shit, all hyped
three of them.
Right, right. You know. Look, guys.
Mo, Larry, and Curly.
I love it.
Look, come week one, that toilet bowl tent that y'all, you know, that y'all have in Atlanta is going to be filled with Hudat fans, like it always is. And, you know, we're going to be able to hear the Hudat chants on television like we always do. We own you.
Jimmy
You're
Graham
our bitch.
Is going to break your goalposts.
Oh, that is going to be awesome.
You know, he'll dunk. Sean Payton's going to tell him dunk anyway. We'll pay the fine.
That's right.
There's going to be a lot of Saints fans at that game. A lot of Saints fans.
Of course. The last year, the game was at
was
New
third.
Orleans,
it was
right?
third.
Week one was
yeah. Week
New
one.
Orleans.
Yeah. Week
right,
one was
right,
here,
right.
And that was such the lead. It was awesome. And it's going to be the same way this year.
I think we're going to take him to the woodshed.
I think there's no think about it. We have how many months to prepare for the Falcons? There's no chance that they will be that.
No.
That they will. Mike Smith will find a way to outcoach
Sean
Payton.
We're in their head. Trust me. Starting off the season,
they still have those
13-3 since 2006.
Roddy White. They still got Roddy White.
Yeah.
Yep.
13-3 since 2006.
He's another year older.
And the word is, maybe they'll you know trade a couple of picks to move up to take whoever. Good, do it. That's less depth. I mean, one injury. Go ahead. Make another dumb move. Make a panic move because you want to try to catch up to us, and it's not going to work.
Well, they've done it in free agency. Remember, their big free agency was going to sign big defensive linemen to stop the run.
Hmm.
Well, good.
Yeah.
They haven't realized.
Right. You know why you're 13-3? Because you're trying to stop the run, and you know we're over here playing a passing game. You got one of the greatest passers in the history
probably,
of the NFL.
They're probably like, hey, man, we're going to be ahead of everybody in 17 years when the NFL comes back.
Exactly.
We got it.
Right.
So, yeah, we get a Fuck the Falcons segment every week now, and I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I do like that.
All right. So, moving on. Moving along.
What do 17 major championships, over $6 million in prize money, a complete domination of the sport of golf have in common? Two things. The champion and Aerofly balls.
Aerofly balls. They just seem to go further.
If it's good enough for the champion, don't you think it's good enough for you?
The Zurich Classic. I know some of you did not want us to talk about golf, but this one is warranted. This one is in New Orleans, so we're talking about New Orleans hosting a sporting event, which is the Zurich Classic. What big names are signed on to play?
There aren't as many as there normally were. Bubba Watson's not playing, which is kind of a shame. He won in 2011. Jason Duffner won in 2012, and he's not playing. And he won it. So these are two major winners, and Bubba coming off the Masters. So it kind of sucks not having him because he's a pretty big draw here. But you have some top name players: Keegan Bradley, Justin Rose.
Maybe Tiger ought to consider playing. It might be one he can win.
Not while he's hurt. But Patrick Reed, local guy from Baton Rouge, he's a bigger name. Ricky Fowler's coming in. So there are a couple of big names, but it's always a good event to go out and go see for a day or two. Just fun. I mean, I'm going to go. If you're a golf fan, it's fun to go and just see the way they just play at such a different level than you go out to the course and you play around, and yeah, you have a good time and whatever, but they hit it so pure. And
if you're a golf fan, you're a fucking idiot. Stop hitting the little white ball and chasing it and then hitting it again. Fucking pick the goddamn thing up. You're lucky you found it the first time and go the fuck home.
And that's your golf segment of the week.
But it'll be a fun time. They have, the Acme 10 out there is usually a good time. It's a nice event to go out and see. The weather's supposed to be really nice this weekend. And, you know, get out there. Go see it. Go support the local tournament. It's a national sporting event in your city. Go out and support it.
Yeah. Do we have any timeline on when they'll stop using the TPC Louisiana?
I don't think they are. I think it's here for good. Which is, they were talking about that this week because, you know, when they built the course, they planted a bunch of trees and did it, and then Katrina wiped away a bunch of trees, and then Isaac wiped away a bunch of trees. But they're talking about how the trees they've replanted since Katrina are starting to grow in and really starting to make it the course it was designed to be. So I think over time, as the course grows into itself, it's going to be a really great course, and it's a great. Well, I've played it a few times.
Well, I thought we were supposed to do something with the City Park course and all that. Is that dead?
I don't know if it's dead, but with the City of New Orleans, who knows how long it's going to take to? Because I mean, that's going to take a lot of funding to get done.
Right. Okay.
I don't know how much money they got.
So nothing's moved over on that side.
No, it's not going to be anytime soon.
Right. Well, I thought it was going to be something that the Saints, and Tom Benson. Had to do and push for a kind. I thought they were going to be in the lead role of that.
I mean,
did I just make that up?
Well, I think it was because Courtney mentioned it, so you thought it maybe came from the organization, but I don't think it. I think it's the city, but I mean, it's going to cost $30 million to renovate it like that, so going to be doubtful for a while. And the TPC is a nice course. I know it's on the West Bank, but it's a good course to have the tournament, and it's getting, it's gotten better since they opened it, so it'll be a good time. So go out there, enjoy yourselves.
Unless you're in England.
Sorry, Neil. If you want to fly over for the Zurich, I'll treat you.
Don't forget
and near. Right. If any you guys are big golf fans, if you want to, maybe next year, if you want to come to the Zurich and we can go to the Acme tent, just let me know. We'll do it.
And be more hoot at.
Whoever.
He's in Baltimore. He can't go.
Whoever. It's all good. It'll be a good time.
Do you know? I mean, speaking of all, all of our followers
and fuck the Falcons.
That no one lives here but us.
But my cousin Walter jerked off in public once. True story. He was on a plane to New Mexico when all of a sudden the hydraulics went. The plane started spinning around, going out of control. So he decides it's all over and whips it out and starts beating it right there. So all the other passengers take a cue from him and they start whipping it out and beating like mad. So all the passengers are beating off, plummeting to their certain doom, when all of a sudden the hydraulics kick back in and the plane rights itself. It lands safely. And everyone puts their pieces or whatever, away and deboard. Nobody mentions the phenomenon to anyone else.
Well, did he come or what?
Jesus Christ, man. There's just some things you don't talk about in public.
I'd like to say we are the best local Saints podcast on the...
We're the best Saints podcast, period.
Well, no doubt. But they're definitely the only local Saints podcast out there.
Yes. That's the funny thing. I went and tried to search for other New Orleans, not even Saints related, just New Orleans podcasts.
Right.
And I didn't find anything, at least, I'll put it this way. What I found was either old, like last updated in 2010 or 2011.
But there isn't, another.
There's some others out there.
There's another Saints podcast.
There's another Saints one out there, which is pretty good. Almost as good as us.
Right.
I can't leave this on here, but that's okay.
Why not?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I'm just saying we're the local podcast.
It's not like we're competing in time slots.
No, I'm just saying we're the local podcast. You can listen to both. I listen to the other podcast.
I do, too. You're just throwing jabs.
Yeah. I'm not throwing jabs.
No one throwing jabs.
Not really throwing jabs, but you're kind of throwing jabs.
You well, say I'm we're saying the best. Better.
Well, you're sticking the flame
that's
out.
That's okay. Like the Saints can't say they're better than Atlanta.
Good point.
I say we're the best local
proud
broadcast.
Of what we produce.
Yeah. Okay. I like what we do. I like what we do.
We do what we do. We could win and we... How's it go? What's the chant? They do what they want to do, say what they want to say, live how they want to live, play how they want to play, dance how they want to dance, kick and they stop a friend. You don't know the song I'm talking of?
Maybe.
Drew Brees, we do what we do. We
no, I
play how we play.
Is that one of those Alexandria cheers?
That sounds like the Addams Family
right.
song from the...
Whatever, look, there's room for all sorts of podcasts.
I didn't say there wasn't. I'm just trying to talk up my
friend. Trying to pimp yourself, right?
Yeah.
In case you missed it, here's my reach this week.
I don't get that one.
That's all right. All you fans who know what I'm talking about know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Don't worry.
No, I did a search. I was looking for just New Orleans, not just Saints. And there's just not a lot
there's not
going to
be
out
a lot
there.
Of New Orleans.
And...
But hold on. You say, okay, there's no New Orleans podcast. Are there podcasts about just city? Like, is there a New York podcast? Is there a Chicago podcast?
There should be if there's not. I mean, why can there not be a podcast about New Orleans culture? It's
I'm not saying there,
the richest culture.
I'm not saying
in
there
the
can
States.
Be, but there's got to be something. But is that really, is that, what are you going to talk about?
I don't know. People from New Orleans could talk, but there's an event to talk about every weekend. There's something. I mean, with the French Quarter Festival. Last
I guess,
weekend,
but I mean, but got... it, but is it enough to draw somebody to say, "Hey, I'm actually going to listen to a podcast about people talking
yeah,
about"?
Yeah, that's people listen to the radio.
People listen to all kind of stuff. We got listeners.
From Europe,
they listen to us,
right?
Right,
well,
in Europe,
good point.
Right, this European, I'm being heard in Europe. I think our voice has gone further than we have ever gone as people. You know,
good point.
There's probably a Russian who can't even understand me.
Listening to me.
Okay, well, how about this? If there's anybody who listened to us who is in Germany, I want to go to Oktoberfest at some point in my life.
So tweet us.
So
at
help.
Dome Patrol PCast.
Help me. .com. Help me do
not
that.
Really.
Not .com, but that's okay.
I button hooked you.
We might need a Dome Patrol checkpoint.
No, Dome Patrol checkpoint.
Do you realize how fast you were going, sir?
Yes, I do. And there is an explanation for that. First of all, let me start off by saying...
But you're the only one who has to give a number. Well,
hold
we
on.
Y'all, some rum chata.
Y'all just had like 3 shots of rum chata.
Yeah, they haven't kicked in yet.
No, I don't know. I'm relaxed. I'm feeling good.
I don't think a rum chata affects me.
I'm going to be a 5.1.
Okay, I'm not that high. Actually, because I'm on call and I just got beeped.
So all of a sudden you're not drunk.
No, I got to
I was drunk until I was...
No, officer, I am not drunk. I have not had any shots of rum chata.
I don't know. I feel like I'm still... I have no number.
Pussies.
I have built up a resistance to the rum chata.
No, you haven't. It just hasn't hit you yet.
Right? But a friend of mine
It just hasn't hit you yet. Don't worry. Right. I did my checkpoint a little too early. I should have waited.
All right.
I got confused.
But yeah. But anyway, I think just to
so look,
close it out, I think we have... It is kind of foolish for us to say that we have a good show. I mean,
no, it's not.
It's a fun
to pat ourselves on the back.
It's a fun show. We're not that serious.
Look, if you don't blow your own horn, no one's going to blow it for you.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Or at least that's the way my life's been going the last 6 months.
Oh shit.
No, I mean, I guess if I'm going to try and salvage ourselves from sounding like egotistical maniacs. I would say that for anybody who wants to give us any feedback on the show, you can tweet it to us at Dome Patrol PCast. We do listen and we read our tweets. I mean, we try to do a listener's question of the week now. We've been getting those. In the meantime, we're going to continue to do what we do, say what we say, live how we want to live, play how we want to play.
That is where you got it.
That is
not where I got it.
Yeah, it is.
You
just said it. You just said it.
No.
Yes, you just said it.
Do we need a rum chata point before we quit?
A pause point? You
a pause
take
point?
Take another shot? Is that what you're saying? You want to take another shot?
Jeff already put away his shot glass.
Oh, well, Jeff, don't get another shot.
On the other counter.
All right.
It's the Addams Family song, what you think? Yeah, but...
Oh, not just any chant, the Super Bowl chant. We do what we do, we play how we play, we be us, we be strong.
You know this microphone's not going to pick that up, right? It's going to sound like shit.
I have played it. I've played it as an outro to our deal, our show before.
That one, yeah. Okay, so we're having another rum chata pause point.
Waiting on Jeff. For all you who don't know, Jeff has the Six Flag guy on his shot glass right now. That's all you Six Flags fans will know what I'm talking about.
Then none of them, because then none of our listeners are actually from New Orleans.
There's Six Flags everywhere else, not just New Orleans.
Not, yeah. All right.
This is the highest quality pressing in the industry. The entire album is manufactured in our own plant, so we know what is happening from the very start to the second we mail the records to your listeners. Naturally, we want to sell the most albums possible. But we also believe it is of utmost importance to establish you and us together as producers of the highest quality product. And obviously, if the campaign proves successful, you will no doubt want to repeat with volume 3 at a later date. We will be in contact with you in a few days. In the meantime, if you have any questions, please call us collect, Hollywood, California.
Okay, but anybody got any final thoughts? I think the last 10 minutes of the show has been random.
Right. Final thoughts. Right. Yeah. Draft in a few weeks. I guess we'll do the show Saturday night once the draft is over, because there's really no point in doing it before, because I ain't predicting shit, and we just assume not do it the night of or the second night.
But no.
Get all the players in so we can talk about all the players at once. That's just the way to go.
Sound like a plan. So we'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
And that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Check us out on Facebook, and we're also on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on iTunes, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, schedule release bullshit donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
Am I gonna have to end with that song? I might have to.
Yeah.